Welcome to Subway Sports Talk.
Dan, clear of the closing doors, please.
Welcome to Subway Sports Talk. My name is Peter Kennedy, and I am your host. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning into SST on Apple Podcasts, App, Spotify, and on YouTube. We're back for Week 3 NFL picks. Pete Kennedy, Cody O'Connor, Pat Boyle, no Mark Shanlugan on the podcast this evening, but his picks are in, and I will read those at the end after the three of us complete our three picks. But what we do on this podcast is get right to it. So, Cody O'Connor, 4-2 on the year. Pat Boyle, 3-3 on the year. Pete Kennedy, 4-2. Mark Shanlugan, 4-2. Combined 15-9 on the season. Wonderful stuff out of the boys so far. This slate, perhaps looking a little bit tough. Not for survivor pools this week. There's a lot of good choices. But for the spreads, it's a little bit frisky to look at some of these lines. So how about this? Cody O'Connor, why don't you kick us off with your first pick?
I would love to kick us off, Pete, as kickoff is 20 minutes away from the Giants upsetting San Francisco 49ers, which is not one of my picks. But my one pick, and I just told you guys pre-show, I felt great about it. It was my one of one. I saw some injury news. It didn't completely back me off, but I don't know that I'm going to put the same unit on it. I don't know that I feel the same confidence about it. Pick number one, Bills money line. They're going into Washington. They seem to have gotten it right last week. Played Vegas. Early first quarter, tough matchup. As the game progressed, the Bills really looked like the juggernaut we thought they were. I cannot see how Washington gets to 3-0. They beat a Broncos team that I don't think very much of. You'll hear about that soon. And they beat a Cardinals team that I don't think anyone thinks very much of. So even though it's in Washington, even though it is a 6.5-point spread, I think the Bills roll in this one. So Bills money line, part one. And part two is the Dolphins money line against those same Denver Broncos. I have been down-talking Denver for multiple years now, mostly Russell Wilson, and I've been talking up the Dolphins earlier in the week. You heard me on the podcast talking about what I saw from them. The thing that scares me is it looks like Jalen Hyatt. I'm so stuck on that right now. He's scoring the first touchdown. It looks like Jalen Waddle is going to be out this week with a concussion. That does change a little bit of the dynamic of their offense, but I still think they just have too much firepower for Denver. They don't seem to have the same defense I think we believed going in. I don't think much of the offense. So Dolphins at home money line, Bills on the road money line. It's minus 123 on DraftKings. I'm flirting with that minus 125 we talked about being the perimeter that we'd set. But that's what I'm going with. Bills money line, Dolphins money line, pick number one.
Patrick, hit us.
All right, pick number one for me. I am going with a two-team teased parlay, if you will. We're going to go ahead and we're going to bet against Zach Wilson in some form or fashion either way. So, Patriots have beaten the Jets 14 straight times. Do I expect it to be 15? Yes. That being said, do I trust Mac Jones and this Patriots offense? Not in the slightest. Plus, the Jets defense is still, in my opinion, in my estimation, elite. So we're going to, and I have the hiccups, so I apologize for that. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to take the Patriots +3.5. Do the Jets win this game? I doubt it. Do they win it by more than a field goal? I would be stunned. I would be absolutely stunned, considering you still have question marks all along that Jets offensive line. Dwayne Brown looks on the wrong side of 38. Mekhi Becton, I was expecting him to have a big season. He is once again banged up. Excuse me. Jeez, these hiccups will not go away. Hopefully that's the only hiccup in this pick, is it me actually hiccuping and not the pick itself. Oh my God. That is terrible.
That's awful.
Somebody's hammered over there.
I really wonder how many points the Patriots offense is going to put up, considering their offensive line is banged up basically all the way across. Trent Brown, questionable. Cole Strange, the man who almost saved the day for the Patriots on Sunday Night Football, he's banged up. Mike Nwaneu, who did play, I think after he missed week one, he's banged up. So again, I mean, this is going to be, this over under is what, at 36.5 for a reason. This is going to be a rock fight. But again, I do not believe that the Jets offense with Zach Wilson under center is good enough to beat the Patriots by more than three. Oh my God. Then we're going to take for leg two, the New Orleans Saints. A game I think they win, but I'm going to play it safe here, and I'm going to get the New Orleans Saints all the way up to plus 7.5. I'm just not sold on Jordan Love still. I'm not sold on this Green Bay Packers offense. They, again, questionable with David Bakhtiari. Elgin Jenkins questionable once again. Bakhtiari did not play last week. Christian Watson is questionable once again, and Aaron Jones is banged up. So, you know, some of their most important guys, if not their most important guys on offense, all dealing with some injuries in some form or fashion. I think I saw a stat. They've been the first down differential. They're losing it 49-32 through 2 weeks so far. Yeah, they blew out the Bears week one. Does that look like that big of a result right now, a couple weeks later? Not so much. And yeah, they probably should have beat the Falcons, but they collapsed. And as good as Jordan Love maybe looked at on red zone when you see him throw another three touchdowns, I think he was, what, 15 for like 26 or 29 for like 165 yards. Not very good. So again, I don't see how the Packers with Jordan Love, who has started all of, what, five games in his career, I don't see them putting up enough points against a great Saints defense that always does good against young, inexperienced quarterbacks. So Patriots plus 3.5, Saints plus 7.5. That's minus 116.
There we go, Patty B. The Jets-Patriots game is definitely interesting to me. Some sharp money on the Jets, and that makes me nervous. You know, it depends where you look. I don't know. I kind of want to stay away, but I do agree with the fact that it will be close, if anything. The only thing that makes you a little nervous is if the defense for either side scores points, right? Then you can get a weird blowout from either side. That's the weird part, but I like where your head's at there, Patty. All right, my first pick is going to be a teaser, and it's hard not to look at teasers. There's certain legs out there that are just begging to be teased, and that makes me nervous. I'll just say that right now. I would like to take at least two straight bets every single week out of the three. This week, I may not. My first pick, teaser, here we go. Baltimore Ravens, they're currently at 7.5, minus 7.5, home against the Indianapolis Colts. I'm going to get them down to minus 1.5, and then I'll get the Pittsburgh Steelers in prime time from plus 2.5 to plus 8.5. There's a lot of sharp money coming in on the Las Vegas Raiders. But like, how can you trust the Raiders if they do win this game to win by more than a touchdown? You get the Steelers to plus 8.5 with that defense. You got to feel comfortable about them at minimum covering that spread. The Raiders are a team that I'm kind of keeping an eye on because I think they will be sneaky competitive this year, even if they don't convert into a lot of wins. But this game's going to be close at minimum if the Steelers don't win outright. I'm afraid of taking Steelers plus 2.5 just because of that sharp money gave me some hesitation with the Raiders at home. But Steelers plus 8.5 feels like a home run. On the Ravens front, minus 7.5, you get them down to minus 1.5. I think the Ravens are one of the better teams in the NFL right now. Their defense, despite injury, has looked really, really good. The coaching change last year on defense is coming to fruition in year two. The coaching change on offense, though not incredibly smooth yet, is showing a lot of good things overall. And Lamar Jackson's playing decent to good football with great football on the horizon. Anthony Richardson, same thing with Jalen Waddle. Concussion protocol, perhaps. If he starts, we'll see. Gardner Minshew starts. I don't really care. The Ravens are going to win this game at home. 1 o'clock game. They're going to cover. The Gus Edwards factor is good for me. The Zay Flowers factor is good for me. And Lamar is doing what it takes to put points on the board and to win football games. I would probably go ahead and bet the Ravens minus 7.5 if I had to take it straight up, but you get them combined with the Steelers plus 8.5 and the Ravens minus 1.5. That's my first pick. That's a standard teaser, minus 120.
All right. That Steelers and Vegas game feels like one of the fishiest lines of the week to me. So buying them up feels much, much more comfortable. I definitely agree with you there. It's hard to believe that after Vegas is showing that they're the favorite, but maybe it's people seeing that Steelers offense in primetime and a reaction to that. My second pick, I just switched up right now as we were thinking, as you were talking, as I'm thinking, what am I going to talk about with my next pick? I went from having the Chargers bought up with Seattle to I'm just going to go Chargers straight up on the money line. It's minus 108. They are playing in Minnesota. This is going to be, I can only guarantee this, that this will be one of the weirdest, most unpredictable, strange games It is going to be a hell of a ride. I don't think you need to gamble on it to enjoy watching it. I'm going to do it anyway. I think the Chargers are going to get their win. I do not see them being the team who gets to 0-3 and for all intents and purposes having their season be ended, because that's what this game is. It's one of the classic loser leave town games, and I don't think the Chargers are ready to leave town just yet. So Chargers straight up on the money line, -108. Let's go for the ride.
Classic game of like, you just hold your nose. You can argue for both teams, but you got to go with the gut, and the gut for you, Code, is Herbert and this Chargers offense, which has looked pretty good, kind of taking care of some of those questions with the new OC. But yeah, that's a whirlwind of a game. Guaranteed.
Gonna be nuts. I can't wait.
Yeah, buckets all across. Patty, hit us with number two.
Yeah, we love DraftKings so much, right? But really frustrating when they still have not put out an alternate spread for the Chiefs-Bears game for us. So here we go. I'm going to be forced to, due to the time constraints here, and Thursday night, 8:15 p.m., we still don't have alternate spreads. I don't want to throw our folks and throw Pete Kennedy's graphics crunching through a loop here. So I was going to take Chiefs halftime full-time as a leg in the parlay, but that's just too confusing. So let's just make it easy. Chiefs just to win the game. Chiefs money line. Ravens just to win the game money line. And then the Jaguars. This is the how could it lose parlay, right? Three teams. I don't see any chance they lose. So we're going to go Chiefs. Oh my God, these hiccups won't stop. We're going to go Chiefs money line. Ravens money line. Jaguars -2.5. That is -116 odds. I don't think you really even need a breakdown on the Bears and the Chiefs. Justin Fields sucks. If you want to hear why, go back to the podcast we did earlier in the week. He's terrible. I don't care, that he called out the coaching staff and their defense coordinator. God knows what's going on there. It's very strange and potentially, I don't even know the word to use, scary situation, embarrassing situation to say the least. So they've got a ton of problems. And just because they feel like we feel like it's the obvious thing, hey, let's get some design runs for Justin Fields, doesn't mean that Luke Getsy and Matt Eberflus are going to be, aggressive enough to do it. I think to a certain extent, they want to protect him from getting injured. So again, Bears suck. Justin Fields sucks. The Chiefs coming off of kind of lackluster performance against the Jaguars. I think this is a game where they want to show, hey, we're still the Chiefs. This offense is still going to get cooking. I think they get out to a big lead early. Maybe that's the reason they don't cover, the 12.5, 13.5 point spread right now. But I think they definitely win the game by 10. I don't think it's really ever an issue. So there's the Chiefs. Who had Ravens money line? Was that you, Pete?
Yeah, -1.5, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. So for most of the same reasons you said, the Colts, it might honestly be better for them if Gardner Minshew is the one under center. I think they can kind of throw the ball a little bit down the field more against a, once again, banged up Ravens secondary yet again. But the Ravens are at home. The Colts are still not a very strong team outside of, maybe two or three positions here. So they might be able to stop the Baltimore run. Again, who's it going to be? Is it Justice Hill? Is it Gus Bus? But either way, Zay Flowers has looked very good so far. Mark Andrews is Mark Andrews. And if he's healthy, which he wasn't for a lot of last year, but when he is healthy, he's Lamar Jackson's safety blanket. So again, this might be an ugly one. Maybe this is one where if you're feeling yourself, take the Colts +8, especially if Minshew's playing. I don't see any way they lose the game. So Ravens at home, they get it done. And then I think this is going to be an absolute blowout with the Jaguars and the Texans. I know it's a divisional game. I know Trevor Lawrence has not looked great so far. But again, I think coming off of a horrible performance in the red zone against the Chiefs where they had their chances, it's one thing if the Jags are coming off a great week and it's, maybe trap game. They're coming off a bad week. And I think this is one, again, they get everything rolling. They bounce back. They put up a ton of points. This Houston defense is suspect to begin with. Then you got Derek Stingley's going to be out. Jalen Petre, the safety, is questionable. And again, it is a rookie quarterback and C.J. Stroud. I am not a big fan of any of the rookies in this quarterback class. I don't think he's very good. I think this Jaguars pass rush is going to eat him alive. So Chiefs money line, Ravens money line, Jags -2.5. That's -116.
That's called the Shenlugan special, if I'm not mistaken. where could this possibly lose? And it, when we get to Shanlugan's picks later on, you know, just hang on tight because it'll take me 10 minutes to read off all the legs in all of his freaking picks. This guy, Shanlugan over here, 9 teams to make 3 picks and he's not here. So I'm talking smack. I don't care. Anyways, Shen, I love you. I do.
It's
I really
the best
do.
When it gets to minus 120.
Oh, yeah. It really is. It's something special. There's a magic in his fingers when he's working the DraftKings app and he's getting 5 legs down to minus 118. It's impressive stuff. I like to joke around about it, but, you know, so far so good. He's 4-2. I ain't knocking the hustle at the moment. All right, moving on to my next pick. I'm going with a team that I'm going to be a hometown boy for this weekend. Now, Cody, do you know where I'm going to be this Sunday?
Nolens.
That is correct. I'm going to be in New Orleans this Sunday. But just to make sure you guys know, I'm not doing a homer pick this week because last year, like I was in New Orleans last football season, I actually picked the Steelers against the Saints while I was physically in New Orleans, which is not a smart move. Why I'm in the bar in NOLA, which is different than being in a bar in New York because every single person there is pro Saints. And I was like sneaky, like, oh, look at this Saint. The Steelers are going to get this one. This feels really good. So I'm feeling good about it because I try not to bet with bias. This is not a bias pick, even though I will be in the hometown, New Orleans. New Orleans +1 at the Green Bay Packers. This is a bet on the Saints defense making the Jordan Love life a difficult one. The Saints defense has been unquestionably good. The offense has had some bumpy moments over their first 2 weeks, but you get them at +1. Looking at this being in Green Bay, you could imagine if this was in New Orleans that you're going to look at a 3.5 possibility for the New Orleans Saints. Because, right, you imagine it's a 2-point swing for the hometown team in the year 2023. So that tells me the Saints are the better team. I'm going to bet on the better team, the better defense, and the better quarterback in Derek Carr, even though he's been a little bit iffy to start. Also, 58% of the bets on the New Orleans Saints, 65% of the cash. That's according to pregame.com. That gives me a little bit extra inkling of confidence betting on the Saints with a little bit of sharp money coming on them. I'm not buying the Packers just like Pat Boyle isn't either. So I'm going Saints +1 straight up. That's my second pick.
Saints go marching. Shout out, Boom. my third pick somewhat piggybacks off of Pat's teaser, at least with one of the legs. I too think it's a drubbing for Jacksonville. I think that this is a game that they prove that they are the class of the AFC South. I think that they come out firing, and I don't think there is much of a resistance from the Texans, who, yeah, they kind of backdoored that game to get to 30-21, I believe was the finish. But the Colts really start to finish completely controlled that game, and I think it showed a lot about who that Texans team is. And I think that that's going to happen again this weekend. And because I think that's going to happen, I am going to take a player prop. It is my man who is on my fantasy team, who was a keeper, Travis Etienne zone, anytime touchdown, Travis Etienne -105. I think he gets off the snide. It will be his first touchdown of the year. I think that they are going to be able to do whatever they want offensively. It might come later in the game as the game script flips a little bit towards them running the ball against a Texans run defense that is poor, that just got run all over in week 2 by the Colts. And I think it's going to show itself here again. So Travis Etienne zone, anytime touchdown, -105, my third and final pick.
All right, Patrick. I think we lied.
I thought you were going to have something to say about Cody going with the player prop yet again. You were burned last week, Cody, but the player prop ain't scaring you away, is it?
Not yet.
No.
Okay, like you it. Can't lose right. twice in a week on a player. I mean, twice in 2 weeks on a player prop, right?
You only lose when you stop. That's my all-time gambling mantra.
With the hiccup
wins
I'm
again.
Myself after we're done recording this. All right, so here we go. Final pick for me. I'm going standalone game, the classic Patty B teaser, a little bit of points, a little bit of on the over-under here. And, Pete, I'm going to go opposite of you because I like the Raiders on Sunday night. So give me the Raiders +4.5, under 49.5 against the Steelers in Vegas Sunday night. First thing I saw, which I loved, and it confirmed my thinking, so that's what, confirmation bias. So yes, we're going to run with that. I think Mike Tomlin rode unders in the last 3 years are hitting at like nearly 70%, which is just absurd. So again, they have a terrible offense. Matt Canada is a horrible offensive coordinator. I like Kenny Pickett. I want him to be good. They don't have much of an offensive line. And outside of George Pickens, there ain't much to work with in the receiving room. Sorry, Allen Robinson. Sorry, Big Muth, Pat Freiermuth. They're not very good, right? So unless it's Pickens with a 72-yard slant for a touchdown making it happen, they ain't going to move the ball much on offense, especially because Najee Harris looked like he was 80 years old for the first half. Did have a couple of nice runs in that second half late in the game against Cleveland. By that point, a couple of their defensive starters were already knocked out of the game. So I just don't see how Pittsburgh is going to manufacture a lot of points. I'll tell you this much. Boy, did it feel good to be on the winning side of a bet that I had no business winning with the Steelers defense Monday night scoring two defensive touchdowns when the Browns really should have won that game. So again, don't see the Steelers scoring a ton of points, but yet again, their defense will be their saving grace, if you will. It'll be what keeps them in the game. And that pass rush is great, but the Steelers can be run against. I mean, you had Jerome Ford ripping off a 70-yard run. Even when Chubb went down, the Browns were still running the ball very, very well. And that is especially the case if Cameron Hayward is out, which he is. He's on IR. So there you go. Steelers can be run on. Hello, Josh Jacobs. Thank you very much. Let's run for 100 yards on Sunday night, shall we? And let's have Jimmy Garoppolo just game manage here. And let's not have what happened to Deshaun Watson, where you throw an interception, granted off a deflection, where you get strip sacked for a touchdown. Protect the ball, Jimmy G. You don't have to get, you know, nickel and dime them down the field. So the Raiders are, I think, a better team overall. I think their defense is kind of underrated. I think everybody kind of just says, oh, Raiders defense, they must suck, right? And outside of Max Crosby, who do they really have? They haven't played, you know, horrible on defense. Now, look, I fully understand they gave up 38 points to the Buffalo Bills last week. I think that was a bad matchup for them. I think that was a big bounce back spot for the Bills. I like the Raiders. I think they're a decent team. And I think this matchup really favors them. They can run against the Steelers, and the Steelers offense ain't doing much to move the ball against them. And you got the Tomlin unders. I'm not going to overreact to, you know, you guys said it last week, the Raiders getting blown out by Buffalo. I'm not overreacting to that. I think they were due to take their lumps. I think Buffalo was due to bounce back. I don't think the Steelers' offense is very good at all. It's just plain and simple. That's what it comes down to. So that's why we got the under 49.5. I think the Raiders win the game, but I'm going to play it safe. Vegas plus 4.5. That's minus 105.
If I wasn't such a coward, I would have taken the Raiders straight up, Pat. So I love that pick, but I am a coward when it comes to Josh McDaniels. So I'm a little bit taken back from that 2.5 versus Mike Tomlin on primetime, but I love where your head's at, Patty. But I'll go with my last pick here, and I have a little bit of a change up here. I was going to go with one of my legs on this teaser straight up, but a line moved from where I'm looking at it earlier in the day to right now, and it makes me have a new opinion on my third pick here. So I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons from plus 3 to plus 9, and I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys, which are now minus 12.5 on DraftKings, which means I can get them down to minus 6.5 under that key number of 7. So I got the Falcons plus 9, Cowboys minus 6.5, and that teaser feels good to me. We all know why the Cowboys are better than the Cardinals. They're better in basically every single position on the entire football field. We know Trayvon Diggs went down with the injury, season ender. Sad to see that happen with that defense being as fun and as electric as it's been over the first 2 weeks, but that's not going to slow them down. Their bread and butter is still the D-line. They're going to give Josh Dobbs all the issues that the Giants couldn't in the first half last week. And that poor guy, Josh Dobbs, is going to be running for his life for Micah Parsons and them boys in Dallas. The offense for Dallas, this is a get-right week for them. They've looked fine over the first 2 weeks, but this is a week where Dak Prescott can eat. They've won both of their first two games by big-time numbers. Obviously, 40 in the first game, 20 points nearly, if not more than that, against the Jets in week 2. You get them down to minus 6.5. You're just asking the Cowboys to win by a touchdown. With the way these two teams are set up, you got to feel really good about that. I would consider taking them at minus 12.5 alone, but why not get them down to 6.5? Then Atlanta Falcons, the original number to start this week was Lions minus 6, which made me think I am betting the Falcons straight up. But throughout this week, the injuries for the Detroit Lions stacking up a little bit. Now it's down to -3. Falcons are a good team. I think they could compete with the Lions on any given Sunday. And now with these injuries, now with this teaser leg, getting them up to +9, I do not see the Lions having what it takes with O-line injuries, defensive injuries, getting a big-time dub of double digits. That's not something I expect from this Lions bunch. I like the Lions this year. I think they're going to be in the playoff hunt, but I'm not trusting them to put away a team that can run the ball the way the Falcons have this year, have the weapons like Bijan Robinson and Drake London, who cooked a little bit in week 2. Plus, the Falcons' defense is tremendously improved. They're not a tremendous bunch, but they're tremendously improved from last year. This game's going to be close. I lean to Falcons +3. I almost made that my straight-up pick for number 3, but with that Cowboys line moving to a point I can get them under 7, I love getting the Falcons at +9. So that's my final pick, number 3, Falcons +9, Dallas Cowboys -6.5, standard teaser -120. And that's the picks for week 3, but not yet. Not all the picks just yet, because we have Mark Shenlugin's picks. Let me read them boys off. And of course, my text message just scrolled all the way to the bottom, so I lost them all. Here we go. Mark Shenlugin's picks for week 3, brought to you by howcouldittlose.com. First pick, 49ers money line, Jacksonville Jaguars money line, Seattle Seahawks +3.5. We know how Mark Shenlugin cooks. The 49ers are up 3-0 already. He likes to get these spreads down as much as he could, get as many legs in there as he could, and get close to even odds. That's just what he did. We all like the Jags. I think Pat had him in one of his picks. The Niners speak for themselves. And the Seahawks, they take on the Carolina Panthers. They are at home, and he has them at +3.5. I mean, how could it lose? Seriously. All right, pick number 2 for Mark Shenlugin. Baltimore Ravens money line, Buffalo Bills money line, New England Patriots +10.5. This one is +100 on the odds front for Mark Shanlugan's second pick. Also, the Ravens were spoken about by me and Pat Boyle, why they are going to look good against the Texans. Then you got the Buffalo Bills, who rolled in week 2. Now they go to Washington to take on the Commanders. -6.5 is the spread right now. He gets them at money line. And the New England Patriots +10.5. Back to Patty B's point of saying, even if the Jets find a way to pull this one out with their defense being as special as it is, Mark Shanlugan's getting 10.5 points for Bill Belichick's boys, who haven't lost to the Jets since Ryan Fitzpatrick was playing quarterback who knows how many years ago. Mark Shenlugin's third pick, another 3-legger. That's 9 legs for 3 picks. That's how this boy does it. Kansas City Chiefs money line, Dallas Cowboys down to -5.5, and the Detroit Lions up to +7.5. That is -120 odds for Mark Shenlugin. You got the Chiefs taking on the Bears. Don't have to say much there. Cowboys against the Cardinals. I just spoke about that one. And despite me being on the Falcon side with +9, he's got the Lions at +7.5, getting an entire touchdown to cover up that one, which again, if the Falcons do win this game, they're winning these things by controlling the ground game, playing decent defense, Desmond Ridder not turning the ball over. So even if the Lions can't figure it out and win this one at home with some injuries, Shen's got +7.5. So fellas, any thoughts on the howcanitlose.com 3 picks of the week for Mark Shenlugin?
When it does lose, I'm sure, you know, somebody will have missed a tackle or a kicker will be to blame. So that was the play last year. Blame the kickers, as if, you know, somebody doesn't miss a field goal every week. So
the blame the kickers was awesome. Just even listening and not even being a part of it. Blame the kickers was like it once every 2 weeks. I kind of hope it comes back. I'm not rooting for him to lose, but if he is going to lose.
Yes, you are.
I kind of hope it's in epic fashion. Well, I hope he loses the Niners money line bet, of course.
That's true. The next week's picks will be blamethekickers.com. So that's next week's sponsor for Shen's picks. But now, honestly, Shen's 4-2. And last year he did have some incredibly bad luck, but that is kind of what you're signing up for when you're sticking all those legs into parlay. So it is what it is. But Shen's 4-2. Cody's 4-2. I'm 4-2. Pat's 3-3. No losers on this podcast up until week 3. That's all we got. One last question. Quick hitter for you guys. I'm putting you all the way on the spot, but who's your Tony Jones 2-touchdown scorer of the week? We all saw that ridiculous parlay that hit on the Monday night games with Tony Jones 2 touchdowns and Jerome Ford as the leading rusher in the Browns-Steelers game. Do you guys have any running backs who might be extra special odds? All running backs are incredibly plus odds for two touchdowns. Any random running backs out there, you guys might just be scrolling through the app and say, you know what, this guy's getting two this week.
I'll give you random, I guess. It's not crazy random, but just because of the game and the way I think it could go, Isaiah Pacheco, 2+ touchdowns.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one. Now, he's not Tony Jones. It's not going to be plus 20,000, and you're not going to parlay it with Jerome Ford, so you win 70 grand on a $5 bet and piss off the rest of the world. But you probably get some pretty sexy odds on that, so maybe I'll take a look myself now that you asked.
There you go. Patty, you got one or you need a second?
I'm going to say Kyren Williams for the Rams.
Nice.
And that's it.
I'm going with LA too. I'm going Joshua Kelly. Why not? Not a, like kind of like Cody's pick. It's not like so random because he's not a backup anymore with Eckler being out for a little bit of time here. But Josh Kelly in this high scoring game against the Minnesota Vikings, two little punch ins when the Chargers get close to the goal line. Why not? It's possible. Maybe one of us will win $70,000 this week. And then, you know, this podcast will really be sponsored to howcouldittlose.com. And that's it. That's all we got. Subway Sports Talk. Don't forget, subscribe, rate, review on all your podcast apps. Subscribe, notification bell on YouTube. Also, very important to follow these picks. Follow us on Instagram at Subway Sports Talk, TikTok as well, and Twitter. Picks will be on Twitter and X, whatever the hell. And now I like that it's formerly Twitter. You get the link gets sent to you in a group chat or whatever, and it says link from X, formerly Twitter. Like, what are we doing here? Anyways, Subway Sports Talk, TLK on X. The picks will be up on social media. We'll try to get some videos out as well, but hopefully you enjoy this podcast because then you don't need the videos. You already know all of our takes. You're going to tail with the boys who are 15 and 9 through 2 weeks. Great stuff. All right, Cody, Pat, Pete, Mark, thank you as always for your time. Let's get some more winners in week 3. Subway Sports Talk, we'll talk to you soon. Cheers.